Tell me about what you have going in Munster, the National Night Out program, because a lot of communities have National Night Out. What makes yours a little different?
Well, we've been holding our National Night Out Against Crime celebration for 24 years now in our town, and it is truly a collaborative effort between our residents, our businesses, our community organizations, the police department, fire department, public works. Everybody works together to make it a successful event.
And what is the purpose of it?
The event is held to promote police and community partnerships through a variety of both fun and educational activities for all ages.
What relationships have you seen it improve?
Through the years that I've been involved with it, the past 16 years, we've seen a huge increase in the number of residents that are involved, the businesses that set up booths and tables along with community organizations. It's a great way for everybody to get to know each other, get to know their neighbors better. I've seen a lot more people get involved with safety programs through our police department and through our town just by being involved with the National Night Out. It's just a great way for the town to be able to get to know all of our public safety personnel up close. They can come up and talk to them and view all of our police cars and fire trucks and ambulances and safety equipment. They can see our canine. It's just a great way for them to see all of our activities, you know, participate in our activities in a fun and positive way while also getting to know our officers.
Do you think it has played a role in helping to mitigate crime, to reduce it or prevent it?
Definitely. Each year we're able to recruit a number of people for our Crime Watch program. A number of them step up to be block captains in their individual neighborhoods. And we have over 100 active neighborhood Crime Watch groups going on in Munster right now. And each year we're able to add more to that. And these are just dedicated residents that want to keep their neighborhoods safe and get to know their neighbors. A number of them then go on to hold block parties and other special events where they invite the police department and the fire department. So I think it's important for all of our safety personnel to be actively involved with our neighborhoods and with our residents so that we can keep a strong line of communication and so that everything can be safer.
So National Night Out is like a conduit between the police and the community?
Definitely. Not only do we have crime prevention information that we pass out, and not only are we able to see all of our special equipment and all of our police cars and fire trucks and our canine and things such as that, but we also have a whole bunch of different fun things that people can do. Munster residents at night can go swimming for free, and then we also have kids' games and bounce houses. This year we're also going to have White Sox legend Ron Kittle, who played for the White Sox back in the 1980s and was the Rookie of the Year one year in 1983. He's going to be out to sign autographs and to meet and greet with the crowd. We're going to have a magic show and barrel car train rides, costume characters, DJ music. And then we have almost 100 booth participants that are going to be there that night interacting with the crowd. We also take a time to honor our residents as well. We always pick four or five residents in our town that we'd like to present citizenship awards to. And those are residents who are active in either community organizations that are directed at making Munster, keeping Munster a great place to live, or who are active with our citizens groups, or who are active in their individual neighborhoods and trying to look out for their neighbors. So in addition to all of these different things, we're trying to provide a whole bunch of different fun things for kids to do. Last but not least, we have a great fireworks show. Crazy Kaplan's Fireworks provides us with a fireworks show to close out the evening each year, and we look forward to that.
This is, you said, August 6th?
Yep, our event is on Tuesday, August 6th. The main event is at the Munster Community Pool, and that starts at 5 o'clock. But if people would like to come out to the parade, we're going to have a parade from 4:30 to about 4:50 along Columbia Avenue in the 8600 to 8800 blocks of Columbia Avenue between the school administration building and Munster High School, where people can come and kind of cheer on the police cars and fire trucks and ambulances and some student groups, community organizations. It's just a great opportunity to get everybody excited for the event that begins at 5 o'clock.
Why is community involvement so important with police work?
I think it's really important for the community to know that they can contact us when they need help. We have always had strong community policing programs, whether it be DARE or Neighborhood Crime Watch or our Cops and Kids program where we take kids shopping during the holidays. And we think it's really important for kids to grow up knowing that the police department is there for them whenever they are in trouble or, you know, they need assistance or they need advice or anything else like that, that the police department is there to support them. We also want the adults to know that whenever they have something suspicious going on in their neighborhood, we want them to be more apt to call the police. We want them to feel comfortable calling us and to know that we're there to help them.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add that maybe I haven't asked you about?
Well, we're going to have an Indiana Fallen Officers blood drive there that night. It starts at 3:30 before the event begins. It starts at 3:30 p.m. and it runs until 8:30 p.m. and it's on the grounds of the National Night Out. And it's going to be held in honor and memory of Indiana Fallen Officers. And people can just walk up or they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the sponsor code MCPOOL. So it's MCPOOL, and they can register, pre-register their blood donation time. So we always hold that event as part of our National Night Out event each year.
Did Munster lose any officers this year?
During the past year, we had an officer who died of cancer.
Anybody in the line of duty?
No.